7/10 of a second left. 64-62 Northwestern. Shot no good. Rebound by Roper. It's over. And Northwestern has come into the Breslin Center and beaten Michigan State 64-62. Nicholson will hand it back off to him. Bowie to the right corner. Adige setting up for a three. He got it again. Chase Adige with 9. Dance will hoist from 3 and drain it. It's a 3-point game. Young got the rebound inside. He lays it up. He scores. And a foul. 16 to shoot. Bowie down the lane. Hierarchy shot. Window good. Nice look inside. Elijah Williams missed a shot once. Missed a shot twice. Missed a shot 3 times. Got it back. Layup good and a foul. Well, first you don't succeed. Try again. Wildcats with the ball up 1 here in OT. 3:35 to go. Adige for 3. He hits. And he's pumped. Young. Backdoor to Barry. Reverse layup. Goes down. 10 to shoot. Inside that work to Barron. Barron back to Adige. Measures up a 3. On the way and good. Bowie out high with the dribble near the timeline. Off to Roper near wing. Feed it inside. Young on the catch. Inside. Fights it up. Score and a foul.
You're listening to Northwestern Wildcat Basketball.
Northwestern leads with 11:50 left to play here in this second half.
And one of the areas that's helping them, we talk about hustle, that comes in the forms of deflections, offensive rebounds. The Cats with, I want to say, I'm looking at this monitor and I don't have my glasses on.
I got you. What do you need here?
Offensive rebounds. Oh, wow. 12 offensive rebounds, yeah, 12. For the Cats. And the other factor for them, we talked about with this lineup in finding somebody that could score. Cats bench outscoring Maryland's bench 14-4.
Now that's big. I mean, especially early on when Robbie Barron got into some foul trouble, so did Chase Adige, and Bowie sat out a little bit with 2 fouls. And it's nice. I mean, the energy tonight right now, at least in the last few minutes, has come from Elijah Williams.
Absolutely. And they have to, in the last play that he made, you saw the bench erupt with delight, with the hustle. And this is what this team needs to continue for these next 11 minutes and 50 seconds. They have to have that energy down the stretch and make those kind of plays.
And I remember what Brian James told us at the half, too. He said, I'd like to get some stops to lead to some easy baskets in transition. And, you know, it's been back and forth. Neither team has really been able to stop or at least sustain stops.
Well, it's great defense. And, again, man, Maryland has a lot of weapons on their ball club.
Oh, yeah.
That can score and defend. And the Wildcats right now finding different ways to manufacture points with the offensive rebounding and the hustle play. So they've got to continue to sustain that. Something like Porky Pig there. Sustain it down the stretch here, Andy.
We'll say that at the end of the game when it's – that's all, folks. All right, back underway.
Ooh, travel right there.
Well, I may have gotten away with one there. Scott with it at the top. Ryan Young picks him up defensively. Tracing the arc to the left. Now coming back, trying to go inside the paint. Goes in all the way, knifes his way through and scores. That
yeah.
was impressive.
And a tough matchup there for Ryan Young on the perimeter trying to defend Dante Scott.
48 apiece, 11:25 remains. Greer angling right. Now Adige off the screen, wide open look at a 3, rimmed in and out. And Aiello there for the rebound.
Here good look, good off. Good execution.
Now Aiello the other way, missed the 3, but he is fouled by Adige. And that's something we've seen too much here tonight.
And one of those things, too, Chase just trying to be a distraction on the shot, but again, his momentum as he jumps forward carries him into the player. And he jumped to the left side of his body, and he's right-handed. So had he jumped to the right side of his body, maybe he doesn't make the yeah. body contact.
So Aiello to the free throw line, 67% on the year.
And Andy, I have to say, I learned that with all the fouls I committed.
Experience speaks, right?
Absolutely.
First one good for Aiello. That puts Maryland in front by 1. Beat Nance. Boo Booey set the check back in here. And that one no good. So he's got 3 coming.
This is the old 3 to make 2.
Yeah.
They used to have that when I first got
days.
into the NBA back in the late 70s.
Oh, yeah. The old 3 to make 2. So Aiello with 1 more. Deej will check out. Ryan Young checked out as well. Bowie and Nance back in.
And a well-deserved rest for Chase.
And two out of three for Eric Aiello. He's got 12 points in the game and a two-point Maryland lead at 50-48 with 11-11 to go here in the second. Greer across the line. Screen from Nance. Now Nance will have it. Angling near side, hand off to Bowie. Down the lane right side, a little push shot is no good. Rebound tapped out to Aiello. Here he comes back the other way for the Terrapins. Center step dribble, spinning in the lane on Greer. Greer took it away, knocked it out of bounds. It'll go off of Ryan Greer.
Good defense and transition that time by Ryan Greer, because Aiello has the ability to break you down and make you look bad in the process.
Greer got the hand in there, clean. Now Scott with it. Far side of the floor. Hand off now to Hart. Back to Scott. Fake the three. Now near wing. It comes to Green. Fake the shot there. It comes inside right of the paint using glass. No good.
Credit Ryan Greer with a really good stop there. Prevented him from getting all the way to the rack.
Nance got the rebound. Northwestern back with it. Down by two. Foul away from the ball.
And Elijah Williams, with that big frame, has the ability to create mismatches inside. Green just a little too light, and once he got him on his backside, he could cancel Christmas.
You don't want to do that.
No, the Grinch.
A new nickname is formed. So Boo Booey will trigger the inbound. Still looking, now floats it into Nance. Inside the arc, right side, right in front of the Northwestern bench. Nance trying to break down his man on the dribble. Turns to the baseline, floats up a right-handed hook shot, no good. Off the back rim. Now here comes Maryland back the other way. The Terrapins with a two-point lead, 50-48, 10-10 to go. Aiello back out to Scott. He'll trigger a three, that's short. Rebound trapped down by Boo Booey. On the push, now come the Wildcats. Booey will let the traffic clear. Finds Barron. On the near side is Ryan Greer. Bounce pass to Nance. Across the court he goes. Roper will hoist him up. And that hit and off the front of the rim. No good. And here comes Russell back the other way for Maryland. 9:35 to go. Second half. 50-48 Maryland. Now Scott hoisting a three from the right side. That rim no good. Bowie on the push now for Northwestern. Bounce pass to Greer inside the arc right side. Finds an open man, Nance. Left wing three. Good! From Pete Nance.
And there's the scoring in transition and the extra pass, moving the ball around the horn, shifting the defense. Pete Nance with the big three to give the Cats a one-point lead.
That energized the bench. A one-point advantage, 51-50, 9:07 to go. Now Aiello off the screen. Draws a mismatch with Nance. Tries to take him to the paint. And a near steal by Roper on the weak side. But Scott will track it down with five to shoot. Now Russell at the top of the key will hoist one up from three. That's short. Bowie again tracks down the rebound.
Got to get a good shot here.
8:45 to go. Bowie trapped. And a jump ball. Trapped at the elbow. And the jump ball will give it right back to Maryland here with 8:44 to play.
Yeah, I know Boo was trying to put some pressure on the defense, but he didn't have the numbers, and that's something that you have to recognize. Pull it out, get set, get a good shot. These remaining 8 minutes and 44 seconds, keeping that ball is very valuable.
Possessions are incredibly valuable at this point. To state the obvious, Russell, Wuha back into the game. And now, a foul called on Nance. It actually looked like Wuha pushed Nance into the player.
Well, we'll get a look at it on the screen here.
Oh, no, I guess not.
It looked more like Aiello was just off balance there, and Pete was in the wrong place at the wrong time.
It's never a good thing.
Happened way too many times in my lifetime.
51-50, Wildcats by one. Terrapins with the ball. Now a three-pointer by Aiello is
That's
nothing
deep.
But net.
Wow. He shot that from out in Schaumburg. I'm telling you, that was a deep three. Not much you can do about that.
Different area code, and that goes down. 15 for Aiello, and now a two-point Maryland lead with 8:08 to go. 53-51, Bowie. Barry, now to Nance, inside the arc in the left corner. Takes his man Wuhab to the paint. Into the paint, hallway shot, short. Rebound tapped and almost tried to keep alive by Bowie, but tracked down by the Terrapins. And here comes Russell to Aiello. D deep three one more time. He's feeling it. That's good.
See, and now you look at that turnover by Boo Booey, and that's a five-point swing. Six-point swing, excuse me.
Now Nance lining up a three. Hoist and hits right at the top of the key. So the answer there, 14 now for Nance. And it's a two-point game, 56-54 Maryland, 7:20 to go. Ayala trying to break down Greer on the dribble. Greer stays right with him. Feeds the baseline Green. Got 2 men in the air, and I will back it out to Ayala. Eight to shoot. Fall away three, right side, rim no good. Rebound tapped out of bounds. The last touched by Northwestern. Maybe.
That looked like the big fella might have tapped that out. It looks like you're going to have a little review, but if Ayala knocks that shot down, you just got to pat him on his hip and say, that's a heck of a shot.
Yeah, that was a tough shot from very contested as well. 7:02 left to go with timeout on the floor. Maryland 56, Northwestern 54. Northwestern basketball presented by Wintrust from Learfield on 720 WGN. 15:54 remains in the first half of play here in a 4-2 lead for the Wildcats.
And speaking of three-point shots, the Wildcats haven't taken any this afternoon at this point, but they are working their offense. They're being patient, you know, with Ryan Young being that force inside, playing inside out, working through him. They're going to have to do that to keep this ball game close this afternoon.
From Matthew Nicholson, a 7-foot sophomore center from Clarkston, Michigan. I looked up where Clarkston, Michigan was. It is exactly due east of where we are right now and a little bit north of Detroit.
Absolutely, and that's where they have a place called Pine Knob. It's a amphitheater where they have some great concerts. I've seen Steely Dan there.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah, some great concerts there.
I got to put Clarkston on my must-see list for the summer. If we're going to play some concert like that, I got to get there.
I saw Janet Jackson there when I was with the Pistons. So some great music venue there.
Can't go wrong with a good music venue.
You know, and Nicholson and Julian Roper II coming home, if they get a chance to play here, you know, here's an opportunity, as Chris Collins said, for these players to pick up and shine and take advantage of an opportunity. Roper in the game right now. They've got to be ready to play now that they're a little short-handed this afternoon.
So Pete Nance not playing, but he's into it. We just saw him in the middle of the huddle, in the middle of the floor, giving some directions and some pep talk. So his group that's out there right now, it's killing him not to be out there, but of course, you don't want to make the injury any worse.
No, as a competitor, you always want to be in the game, but you have to know the difference between a real injury and just being hurt.
So Akins with the ball now against Roper. Christie looking inside. That's Hall through the double team. He's swinging quickly to the right, and now just inside the arc on the right side is a basket by Marble. And he ties the game at four. Julius Marble the second. Roper will bring it back on the top. Bowie fires it left. Chest pass to Audige. Now Nicholson. Off to Barron. Circles toward the top of the key. And now a three on the way and good. Chase Audige. And the Wildcats have taken a 7-4 lead. Now a quick answer on the other side with a three. Ritten in and out. And the rebound captured by the Wildcats, who lead 7-4 with 15 to go in the first half. Now Barron arcing a three. He got it!
Wow, Wildcats strike with two consecutive threes, one in the half court set where they got excellent execution, and Robbie Barron open in transition.
Back-to-back threes, and the Wildcats have a six-point lead at 10-4. 14:40 remaining in the first half. Hall, Bogart, and now Christie drew a double team, had to pick up the dribble. And a near steal by Roper. Ball loose on the deck. Gets out of bounds to Northwestern.
Yeah, great hustle play that time. And Julia Roper playing the passing lane there. Gets the deflection and Chase Audige what he does. Dives on the floor for a loose ball.
So Casey Simmons will come in and Audige will take a seat. And with those back-to-back three-pointers, Rose Pest Solutions donates another set of 12 books to Bernie's Book Bank. To learn more, nusports.com/books4buckets. Ooh. And I think someone lost the contact lens. It was Roper.
That's not good.
No. You want to be able to see.
Yeah, I can recall having that happen during my playing days, and you'd see everybody on the floor on their hands and knees looking for the contact.
And while they search, Ryan Greer will come into the lineup for the Wildcats.
Hopefully he has an extra set with him.
Yes.
Like a spare tire, you don't have to call AAA.
Now they give and go inside. Nicholson fills the lane and scores.
Nicholson, great play and a great pass by Boo Booey.
It's an 8-0 Wildcats run, 12-4. Wildcats in front, 14:07 to play in the first half. Holgaard, shake and bake, he traveled. He shook a little more than he baked.
I was going to say, a little too much shaking. The Wildcats coming out with a good start, and this is so good to see because I think their last home game against Maryland, they didn't come out with the same energy that they've come out with here today.
Now Greer has it at the top. Bowie fakes the pass low, looks to attack. A little floater from the paint is no good. Rebound tried to be captured there by Nicholson. He laid out for that one, but he'll turn it over to Michigan State.
Yeah, Boone just short-armed the floater.
It was hard to tell depth perception because it hit the front of the net. Like, wait, did that go down? No, it did not. So Roper has his contact. He's at the scorer's table, ready to come back in. Brown inside got bumped.
Yeah, he got mauled from behind by Casey Simmons, who was trailing him on the screen down, and that's one of the things they practiced. Coming off the screen down, Tex Winter always called it, you puppy dog the player out. You're right on his tail, and you follow him out like a little puppy dog, but Casey with a little bit too much momentum that time.
So Ryan Young and Roper come back in. Down for Michigan State, 12-4, Northwestern, 13:35 to go in the first half. Hogarth cut off in the lane, but able to fight it up and score.
Yeah, tough shot by Hogarth. Good solid defense by Ryan Greer.
So that snapped an 8-0 run for Northwestern, but still a 6-point advantage for the Wildcats. Ryan Young right of the lane. Banging inside on Marble. He'll take it with a left-hand hook shot, left it short. And Hall comes out of there with a rebound for Michigan State. Hogarth down the lane left side, and then threw it away. Oh, they're going to call a foul. Wow. Wow, wow, wow.
And Chris Collins is absolutely heated right now. He's calling the foul on Ryan Young. He says that he grabbed Hogarth's arm as he was throwing the pass into the second row here at Breslin Center.
Okay. So Northwestern still on defense here after the near turnover. Hall, free for a three from the near wing. You got it.
Yeah, deep three by Hall that time. Their first three-pointer of the afternoon.
12-9, Northwestern leads. We duck under 13 minutes to go in the first half of play. Barron to the right. Now for Roper. At the top, Young. Turns the face on Bingham. Handoff, Roper. Left side, ducks inside. A little elbow jumper was erased. But Roper got it back. Now Barron tried to attack baseline, six to shoot. Greer's open, fake the three, goes all the way down the lane. Inside they go on a travel.
Well, the fans here trying to bait Ryan Greer into taking a shot, saying there was three on the shot clock when there were six.
Yep.
Good presence of mind by Greer. Gets into the paint to shovel it off to Ryan Young, but shuffled his feet just a tad.
So Chase Audige will come back into the game. And now Max Christie will check back in for Michigan State.
Christie had a big game against Minnesota. He's been playing really well for this team now as a freshman, five-star freshman, four-time freshman of the week. He's been getting it done.
Yeah, he had 16 against Minnesota, the eighth time this year he's been in double figures. Back door, Bingham, and the pass almost went in and rimmed in and out, and the rebound taken by the Wildcats. Down the lane now is Brooks Barnheiser in for the first time. He'll back out for a three, no good. The rebound over Audige to Roper inside. He left it short, but a foul coming up.
Long rebound, long shot, long rebound. And that time, Julian Roper at the right place at the right time, right around the free throw line area, gets the rebound. No one's covering him, takes it in for the layup and gets fouled. Wildcats getting the hustle plays here this afternoon, which will be essential if they're going to have success here.
Wildcats up three, 12-9 with 12:14 to play first half. Julian Roper the second with a couple of free throws. First one, no good.
And that's the thing that kind of put the nail in the coffin for the Cats against Michigan State at home, the inability to make the free throws. And they hurt you just as much now as they do at the end of the game.
So one more coming up here for Roper. Trying to increase the Cats lead. And that one hard off the back iron, almost tapped back in by a couple of Michigan State Spartan players, but the Spartans will come out of there with it. 12:05 remains in the first half. 12-9, Northwestern by 3 points. Holding high as Christie whips the pass now to Brown. Got to the baseline. Knife's inside, lost the handle. Out of bounds. Last touch by the Spartans. We have an official's timeout here on the floor with 11 minutes and 54 seconds remaining in this first half. It's Northwestern 12 and Michigan State 9. Northwestern basketball presented by Wintrust from Learfield on 720 WGN.